W-A-T-O-Y. You do. Yeah, Tom broke up a little bit coming in, but I saw your name on the screen. How are you doing this morning?
Let's try it this way. If you can hear me.
Yeah, now I got you. You must be on the hotspot now, eh?
Yeah, the mobile, I think, might be out of range. Up here by, where am I at? In my city, heading to Grand Rapids to General Ford Airport.
Ford Airport? Man, you do a lot of traveling nowadays, don't you? I only went out of the area very rarely when I was working. Seems like you're always going somewhere.
Well, they're going to man down on the west side. Ken Parker, I think you remember him. He's been put on medical due to a knee surgery. Hasn't been 100% cleared yet, so. And they got Mick and Patton and Saginaw, James Haywood, out in Battle Creek. So there's only a couple guys with some of the access issues going to come in as a priority.
Oh, okay. How'd your little battery work out last night? Was that what it was?
Yeah, the batteries were, they were bad. Pulled them out. They were warm, so replaced those. And then on the flip side of that, showed a POC fire control. Found our connection on the foot relay of the fire panel. That was IND system, and moved it over to my end.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I haven't heard anything about Lenny lately. I called Jason's phone number, but he didn't answer the other day, so I'm probably going to try to call again today, see what's going on with him, because he had surgery, but I never heard anything about it afterwards.
Are you able to get in touch with Gary?
Get in touch with who? Gary?
2 hours.
Oh, Gary. I have no idea. I gave the phone number to Jason, and I left it at that. I didn't try to get a hold of myself. You know, I just gave the phone number to Jason.
I did part of this morning when I was looking on Facebook. I saw Gary Brown. You know, we had a post on it. I'm like, huh, I wonder if never get in touch with Jerry, so. And then he's on the radio with you. I'm like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, no, I didn't. I got too much going on myself to be doing that kind of stuff. So, yeah, I gave the number to Jason, and that's where I left it. So, I don't know if that number has turned out to be a bad number, or, you know, I don't know. But that's okay. Lenny was supposed to, shortly within a day or two after his surgery, go to a rehab center for a while anyway, so he might not even be in the hospital anymore.
I know he's on Facebook, so maybe I'll dig up when I get a chance to go to his very team and find Jason.
Yeah. It was kind of funny the day I was there. It's the day the hospital come in with the list of rehab centers for him to go to, and Pauline was saying, nope, not that one, or Lenny was saying, nope, not that one, that one's terrible, nope, not that one, that one's terrible. So I think they finally ended up, I don't know if it was one in Gross Point on Mack Avenue or something like that, maybe somewhere over near there. That was the other thing, it had to be somewhere close to the house, which actually Gross Point's not exactly that close to St. Clair Shores, where he's at anyway.
There has to be a DMC if you have by him somewhere. I mean, I know there's one at 14 and Chainer. That's one that Melissa went to after she met up at DMC rehab in Detroit.
Oh, okay. I don't know. I really wasn't listening that close, but I just thought it was kind of funny. I said, nope, not that one. Nope. the hospital administrator had to go get another whole list that she was trying to find. I think she was trying to find ones that were somewhere near Troy Beaumont, which obviously is not anywhere near where they live. The only reason they went to Troy Beaumont is because the hospital they used to go to went downhill so much that they wouldn't go back there.
Yeah, I thought Troy had their own rehab center there across the street from the hospital. But I could be wrong.
38 TOY. Yeah, I know they have a medical office building across the street, but I don't know about rehab. I don't remember seeing one that close on the list that they had. But you know, my father-in-law went to a couple over in the Birmingham area, off of Adams Road and Adams Road and something out that way. Then he went to one around 17 and a half in Woodward, out in Bloomfield Hills. And they were both okay, actually. I neither one was bad. They were both clean. They didn't smell bad. They had recreation, things like that. The only problem with both of them is my father-in-law's only goal was to figure out how to escape. So they had to find ways to keep him busy so that he wouldn't try to escape.
Now that's funny. He must need to keep occupied or something for him to want to walk out all the time. But I know there's a rehab center at McLaren, Prospect and Harrington. They have a whole new rehab center in there.
I would not say ever. I've had several feelings with McLaren, not myself, but with my mother-in-law and stuff. And I'll be honest with you, I would not send my worst enemy to McLaren in Mount Clemens there. Not even my worst enemy. I wouldn't even want to send, I'm not going to mention any names, but let's just leave it at that.
Yeah, I thought that way in McLaren, too, until they brought in two top neurosurgeons of the state of Michigan, same for Melissa, and got kind of changed it from there. And then I had my neck surgeon and my shoulder surgeon. Those are really good guys, too. So, I can't complain.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, my mother-in-law was not handled very well, let's put it that way. She had dementia. The lower parts of dementia and stuff, and they just their policies, the way they did things, just if you didn't have family there constantly, it's almost like a nursing home. If you don't have family there constantly, they get put on the back shelf.
A couple of years when she was in the NICU. And after I stated my opinion in the most politically correct and tactful way, he kind of turned around and kissed my interior the entire time she was in there.
Okay. Well, it's good that you had a good experience there. It's, just doesn't work that way for everybody. Same way with Beaumont and Royal Oak, even. I've had 99% good experiences with Beaumont Royal Oak. But yeah, they almost killed my sister once, a long, long time ago. And they mishandled my mother terribly when she was there after she had a stroke. I had to threaten to drive my Ram Charger up to her room to bring her blankets one night about 1, 2 o'clock in the morning. She called me at home and said, she was freezing and shaking, and they wouldn't bring her any blankets or anything. So I called the hospital and said, if I have to bring blankets from home, I'm going to deliver them with my Ram Charger to her room. My mother was on the phone within less than, I didn't even have time to get dressed. And she was on the phone and said, there's nurses here, there's all kinds of people here, there's staff here, I got blankets, pillows, everything. I said, oh, okay. You warm now, Mom? She says, yeah. I said, okay, good night. See you tomorrow.
Yeah, Mike, I have a problem with 19 Garfield, Henry Ford over there. When they were St. Joe's, it was pretty. But after that, and that's what bad experiences at that location. But McLaren, like I said, did have some issues while she was in ICU. And I wrote a 2 or 3 page email to the administrator of the hospital explaining what I wanted done, and if certain things didn't get done, I was going to be a very rich man very soon. And they changed it too.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'm going to let you go. I didn't have my breakfast yet, so let me go fix that and see what's going on. So, you drive safe. You should be pretty well on your way to Grand Rapids by now. So, I will talk to you later, Tom. Take it easy. WATOY.
Have a good read, John. Yeah, I think I'm just getting into a beer or something like that, maybe. So, I'll send you to have your breakfast. I'll chat at you later. ACHJO.
NAKPP. Mobile for a little bit. 5-1, statewide.
And I can hear you. ACHJO.
What up, Tom? Where are you at? Gerald Ford Airport. Say that again.
Gerald Ford Airport, really quiet. I'm on M37 in Grand Rapids heading back to Bologna.
Are you on your hotspot?
Yeah, I'm using my open spot because I don't have Grand Rapids DMR in there.
Committed radio. I'll put all those in there. Since as much driving as you do around, there's no reason why you should be talking on the internet. I got this fantastic radio system. I need to exercise it, so I'll put all of those frequencies in there. They got a lot of them over there for DMR.
Oh, yeah. I mean, when I'm usually in the Detroit area, I hear somebody over in, like, Charlotte Boy and stuff like that. Yeah, sorry I didn't get back with you yesterday. I ended up getting a phone call, and I was on it for, like, quite a while.
Yeah, well, lately I've been kind of in and out a lot lately, too, so I don't... It doesn't mean anything to me, so doing some government work for the ARPS thing. We're talking about that for a little bit. You probably didn't hear me through that. We're far over. I'll tell you about it next time I see you. Just getting ready to head down the road to the office, but I throw my call out and see if you were out and about. Throw it out on FBI. You weren't there, so I figured you probably were far away.
Yeah, I got the Danville programmed in on my mobile, just that I think I'm just too far out. I'd have to find what else is out here on the website.
Yeah, well, the Motorola you got, that's a great radio for all of that stuff. That their repeater system's very happy with that radio.
Oh, definitely. I'm just going to order a mount for it, and then... yeah, I'll try to touch base with you either later today or tomorrow or something, and shoot it back to you so we can get it all taken care of.
Yeah, that, and I'll get some of them, and I'll set it up so it does that automatic channel find, too. So when you do the long drives and stuff, it would just automatically go to whatever power or signal strength is the bestest for wherever you're at. So I'll set that up for you, too.
Awesome, blossom. Yeah, I got 135 miles to get to Livonia. Isn't that fun?
Yeah, I think they call it IPsec or something like that. I can't remember what term Motorola used, but all you do is just put all of the channels in there, and it just scans around, and it just finds out whichever one's the best, and it uses it.
Oh, yeah, that'll work.
Very good. Okay, I'm at my office, which you know where it is. I'm going to go in and do a cameo, so you take care, you drive safe, and be careful of Livonia. You got a lot of driving ahead of you.
Yeah, I'm used to it now. We'll see how it goes in the future. I don't mind bouncing all over the place. It keeps me busy. All right, 7-3 to you, sir, and I will chat with you later.
Yeah, you got to turn down the gain on your mic, too. You're still hot. Later, Gator, and NKPP.
That's because I didn't talk across the mic. I talked into it again. So, all right, take it easy. Keep it to up.
NAPCT listening on Statewide 1. Have you heard NAPCT out?
KCAK Geo Mobile. NAKPP, NAKPP, KCAK Geo. KCAK Geo Mobile.
KAPP all monitoring, Statewide 1.